Are you drinking enough water? Are you getting the recommended amount of water?
I think so. Find out more about that recommended amount.
Well, we'll find out. We've got with us Fitness Hall of Famer, nationally recognized healthy living expert, Kathy Kaler, joins us this morning talking about staying hydrated. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
So let me start off by asking you, what is the recommended amount? How much water or kind of a liquid, I guess, are we supposed to be drinking during a day?
Well, I love to make sure that it's a glass an hour, but there's another way you can get another little figure here is if you take your weight and divide it in half. Those are the amount of ounces that you want to take in each day. And a lot of us are tracking our steps and tracking our sleep, so why not track your water?
How do you go about tracking your water other than just thinking, how many trips to the bathroom did I take today? I don't know.
Well, there's apps that you get, but you can also set an alarm on your smartphone, on your Fitbit, or on your computer. There's also just old-fashioned way is put that bottle right on your desk there, and if you've got ounces listed like the SodaStream bottles that come with your SodaStream kit, you can track those ounces like that.
Kathy, so let's say a guy, maybe a gal, weighs 200 pounds. You're recommending 100 ounces per day?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, you know, our bodies are mostly made up of water. And a lot of us walk around dehydrated. We're dehydrated before we're even getting to that thirst. A lot of different drinks that have sugar or caffeine, so they may be dehydrating us even more. So water is incredibly important.
Explain why we need to stay hydrated. I know we hear people, especially athletes, there's cramping that goes along, but us who are not maybe going through that such high activity, what is happening if we don't have enough water?
We may have that 4 o'clock slump. You know, the eyes start to go half and we are looking for that energy. And instead of grabbing that coffee, which can continue that dehydration trend, just having a big glass of water that you can get that energy back. It's also a way to maybe alleviate some of those headaches. And so these are some important factors that I would really want to get people to grab that water so you don't have those things.
Kathy, why do some other beverages sort of lead to more dehydration and not hydration?
Well, if you look at different drinks, they may have caffeine. Caffeine is a definite way to increase that dehydration. It zaps the water out of us. Fructose, corn syrups, and artificial sweeteners, all of those things can have an added dehydration effect. So water is a way that you can get in that much-needed hydration. You can add flavor that doesn't have to add calories, maybe a slice of lemon, a slice of lime. Another way is that people with a SodaStream machine drink 43% more water. That's like 3 glasses of water a day than people who don't have a SodaStream. So inexpensive, a great way to green yourself without added bottles and plastic cans. Just turn your tap water into sparkling water and drink away.
Why does that water taste so much better when it has a little sparkle to it, or even if it's nice and cold? What is it about it that makes us want to drink more of that?
I think it's the fun factor. You know, when you've got bubbles, it makes it more fun to drink.
We're talking today with Fitness Hall of Famer, nationally recognized healthy living expert, Kathy Kaler. People are now during the springtime starting to get out, maybe looking for some routines to get in here. Here in Northeast Ohio, the weather, the snow is melting. Any tips for people to get started to, you know, enjoy a good, healthy life?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that your snow is melting. It's going to be great for people to get outdoors. And that's another great way to add some physical fitness is look for that simple mile challenge. If you can get out and walk a mile and in and around 15 minutes, that's a great way to boost that fitness, to just get that blood circulating. And again, that water message, drink water before, during, and after your exercise. It's also really good for your skin.
It was the old days where people would maybe, especially athletes, they'd like put the water just to refresh their mouth and then they'd spit it out because they didn't want to drink water because they thought maybe they'd get some other kind of issues going on. That really doesn't take place, does it? I mean, you want water in your body all the time.
You do. And speaking directly of an athlete, yes, there can be too much water. And athletes will know how much is enough for them not to affect their performance. But it is very important as we exercise, we are losing water through our perspiration. So we want to make sure we replace that.
Sounds great. Well, we've got some great advice. If people want to find out more about you or getting fit or drinking some good water, what's a good place for them to check that out?
Check out SodaStreamUSA.com, and you can visit me for more health tips on KathyKaler.net.
Thanks very much, Kathy. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks.